Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thanks for listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. The holidays can be a time of indulgence for your kids. More sweets, less structure, and less exercise. I spoke with Adam Zaitsev, CEO of the Dominique Dawes Gymnastics and Ninja Academies, about how you can keep them from straying too far from healthy habits.
I have two teenage kids, and I have to admit that over the holidays, I do let them slack a little bit. Mm-hmm. And we don't worry quite as much about, for example, what they're eating. But what can that lead to? For example, if they've got a 2 week break and they're not getting much exercise and they're eating a lot of junk.
Yeah. I mean, I think so. Listen, your athletes, when they're teenagers, young kids, adults, you didn't become an athlete or get in shape in 2 weeks, and you're certainly not going to lose it all in 2 weeks, but it certainly can have an effect. And I think, you know, one of the things we talk about both in my house and with our kiddos here in our academies is, you know, talk about maybe addition instead of restriction during that time. Talk about adding some vegetables before you have dinner and you're going to have those sweets, and trying to kind of not put a negative connotation around it, right? And we also talk to them about trying to move a little bit. You've got to commit to, hey, you don't have to exercise much this week. You're not going to be in the gym lifting weights. You're not on the field with your team, but let's get out for 30 minutes every day as a family, or let's do some things that are going to keep us active, as a family and as a group, and bond during this time. We see a lot of that. That really works well with these kiddos. We also remind them that water is key. You're going to drink a lot of soda, a lot of hot chocolate, all the things you drink at the holiday time, and just staying hydrated alone for an athlete during this couple of weeks certainly does help, right? And just other things like little breaks. Hey, when maybe we can't go out for a walk, it's snowing, but we can do some jumping jacks, some mountain climbers, something just to keep our body moving a little bit. But again, I would also just reiterate, 2 weeks, it didn't take them 2 weeks to become an athlete. It's certainly not going to take them 2 weeks to not become one, but trying to do some moderation and keep a positive attitude about it during those 2 weeks certainly helps.
Is there a benefit in some ways to having that break and maybe moving away from those routines a little bit, just mentally and physically?
Without a doubt. I mean, certainly. I try to talk to our athletes about kind of the 80-20 rule, right? And you know, scheduling rest is not a weakness. It's part of your training, right? I know you coach, right? So, you know, active rest days, a little light stretching, a little walking. So we encourage that 80-20 rule, right? It's really important. At least one full day off a week is what we encourage. And then on the days where you're kind of at the active rest, you're not in the gym or you're not in the basketball court or you're not out playing hockey, do some light stretching, some walking. But we always point to the professional athletes that they see on TV all the time. And we remind them, we joke with them, hey, you know, you're not going to spend $1 million a year on your body like LeBron James, but there's a reason why he does that. He rests. He has a sleep chamber. He has a professional chef. You're going to have none of those things, but you can do your own version of that. You can eat a little healthier at home. You can have an extra set of vegetables instead of an extra plate of fries. You can get some sleep. We all know kids love technology. So from that perspective, they love technology. And so an $80 whoop band can tell them how much they're sleeping, what they're up to. We can teach them about things like HRV. They know tech more than we do these days. So all those things I certainly feel apply and really makes kids realize that rest is important.
How then do we get them back on those routines without making it feel like a burden?
Yeah, I mean, after the holidays, I think if you incorporate some of those kind of routines into your couple of weeks, even if it's just light workouts in between doing stuff at home or the walk after the meal, I think they won't be out of it from that perspective. But I also think it's just training their brain. You know, we've got a couple of weeks as a family, your body needs a couple of weeks rest. And every day that you embark on those next 2 weeks of rest, remember, you're one day closer to getting back in the field, back in the gym. And I think it's fun for them, and their sports is fun. Hopefully it is for kids these days, and it's not a challenge and it's not a burden. Then they're going to want to be back there, and they're going to enjoy the rest. Their body's going to feel better, but they're also going to be excited because they love getting back out on that field or that court.
You talked about walks. What are some other great ways to incorporate exercise over the holidays that would be just pure fun?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We love to talk to our kids and give them suggestions. So if they're traveling, which many of them are, we talk about airport Olympics. So turn travel into a game with your parents. You always get there 2 hours early. See who can get the most steps before you board. When you're waiting for your bags, who can hold a one-legged tree pose the longest, or when you're standing there holding and waiting for the bags. Or if you're in a hotel room, we joke about hotel room ninja. Like, use the hotel for a place to do some simple bodyweight exercises. Challenge your mom or dad. Do some wall sits, some planks. Use that bed. Everyone has one or two beds. Do some incline push-ups. Even 15 minutes of this kind of improvised activity in this little circuit you can do with your parents as kiddos, it certainly helps maintain that muscle memory and the energy levels that the kiddos need once they get back into their routine.
I'm curious what you are seeing overall when it comes to the growing childhood obesity epidemic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I've been in the U.S. health and fitness industry for 20 years now. And now the last year and a half of that on, you know, getting kids active and kids fitness and gymnastics, and 18 plus years in the adult side. And I think, unfortunately, this epidemic was always there. It was compounded significantly post-COVID, being inside, not being able to run around, being outside a little bit, but staying home. The screen time tripled with these kiddos. And so it is a real problem. And I think it does start at home. We can all push the blame on schools because there's no more gym or very little gym in school. Or we could say that it's because all sports are competitive now and kids can't go and have fun. But at the end of the day, it starts at home. It's a family circle. And the family has to have a goal. The family has to schedule time on their calendar to be active together. And you can't miss it, like a business meeting. Certainly be there, right? And involve the kiddos in the goal setting. If they're involved in the goal setting, they're not going to feel like mom or dad's did something that they can't achieve. But it's a real problem. We're going to hit almost 30% obesity in this country, and our kids under 18 by 2030. And that is not a positive trend, not just for our kiddos, not just for the overall family unit in this country, but even from a national security perspective, Megan, it's a real challenge. And so really got to focus on at home, in the communities, finding ways to get kids active and commit to it.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
How powerful is it when parents model this instead of just talking about it?
It's absolutely critical. You know, and we talk about a lot of different things with parents, and they're like, well, how do we do this? Right. And we tell them it's easy. Yes, you could send them to Dominique Dawes Academy. Yes, you could send them to learn how to skate and play hockey, and you can do certain things and play basketball. But there's lots of little things. We try to encourage parents who probably didn't have a life of conditioning, and that's where it starts, so they don't understand how to do it. We try to talk about habit stacking. So, hey, take one habit that's existing, like brushing your teeth, and add a habit after it for everybody. So brush your teeth in the morning, and then everyone does 10 squats and 10 push-ups, and we do 3 sets of that, and then we go on our day. So there's little things we teach parents how to do, even when it comes to food. Instead of trying to figure out calories, just like eat more nutrient-dense, some fruits, some vegetables, and without having to figure out your whole diet, you could just make simple changes. But it's critical. Everything we do when we were younger, when you and I were younger, we did because our parents modeled it or didn't model it.
That's Adam Zaitsev, CEO of the Dominique Dawes Gymnastics and Ninja Academies.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.